was still a teenager when I walked into Hardee's. Looked in the line and saw the most beautiful person I had ever seen, the most beautiful girl. Her hair was long and blonde, and her eyes were blue as the sky, and her smile was incredible. And I got in her line. And I did that a few times before I had the nerve to ask for a phone number. Actually, I just asked if she had a phone. Then she said yes. Then I had to ask for her number. I thought I knew what love was then. I thought I loved her then, and I thought I knew what love was. But as time would go on, I remember it's just like time was just forever back then, but it wasn't long till I stood at the at an altar looking down a long aisleway of Whitnall First Baptist Church and saw Marshall Teague escort his daughter down that aisle, and my heart leapt in my chest, and I thought I loved her then. I really did. I thought, man, I love this girl. Time goes on, though, and she became pregnant and we had a child, and I held that little girl, that little Megan, in my hand. In one hand, in fact, she was teeny tiny, about 4 pounds and a few ounces, and I thought, oh my, now I know what love is. Because I love this baby. I love her. Well, that would repeat and time and again with a little girl named Haley, that I love so much. And a child that is in heaven now, Adam. And talk about knowing love and heartbreak. And then Chris. And while I'm doing this little podcast, there's a lady asleep, and oh, how I love her. Love her so much more than I ever thought I could have loved when I walked into Hardee's not that long ago. And learning to love is an incredible thing, because we think we know, don't we? But we don't know. And then I think about God's great love. God knows love. God is love. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know how he loves us like he does. We're imperfect. We mess up. But one thing that I'm sure of is that one day, one of these days, I'm going to look back and I'm going to understand love a little better. But until then, I'm just thankful knowing that I am loved. When I think about our God and how amazing he is, there's that old song I heard it sung yesterday on an old video by Michael W. Smith, "Our God is an Awesome God." You know, I think about Rich Mullins and all those people that sang, it's simple stuff. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. I guess what I love about God and what I think is awesome about him more than anything else is his great love that I'm just beginning to understand. Because I know I'm going to continue to love all these people in my life. No matter what happens, no matter what happens today, I'm going to love them more than I did yesterday. And what will that love become? I believe we're headed toward God's great love. Got a ways to go, though. But for the now, for today, just knowing you're loved in an amount that you can't comprehend, that's helpful, isn't it? Father, thank you for loving us. We can't understand it. Someday, maybe we will. But thank you for your mighty love. In Jesus' name, have a blessed day.